Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, scenes of pure joy in Castlebar last night and scenes of pure joy across the front pages today. Incredible pictures from Castlebar. Looking at the front of the Irish Daily Mirror, thousands upon thousands of people showing out in McHale Park. I saw some of them were queuing from about 1 or 2 yesterday afternoon, even though the team weren't due in after 5. But they just wanted to be there, make sure they got in. So the headline on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror about the homecoming is Sam Party. The Irish Daily Star on the front page, Mayo for Cram, because of the crowds crammed in to a thronged McHale Park. And then the Irish Sun on the front page, Sup Mayo. And that's a picture of the Mayo team celebrating their All-Ireland victory in Dublin. Not in Mayo. They're in the Boar's Head pub, and they have a picture of the lads with plenty of pints of Bulmers, it looks like there. Jubilant Mayo players back on the booze yesterday as the All-Ireland celebrations continued, is the front of the Irish Sun. Elsewhere, of course, the other papers have it on the front page, but they also have other stories on the front page as well. So they have a quote from manager Andy Moran. They sneered and they laughed. They won't laugh at us anymore. That was what he said on the stage last night, with a picture of him lifting the trophy with the captain, Jack Coyne. On to other stories. So the Irish Independent dedicates half of the front page to Jamie Carney's death, and they say Jordanian authorities can pursue a domestic prosecution over the killing of US mother of one Jamie Carney, despite the fact that her murder occurred in Ireland. And we have the news that two senior Gardaí travelled to Jordan's capital last week to liaise with its Directorate of Public Security, and Jamie Carney's boyfriend remains detained in Jordan, but he could be released later today. They have hours to make a decision, and so far there has been no Irish request for his detention and no warrant yet issued. The Irish Times on the front page goes with the French wildfires, which are the most difficult situation since the war, according to French President Emmanuel Macron. And firefighters in France and indeed Spain as well, racing against the clock to get control of the ferocious wildfires that have burned through vast areas of the Mediterranean countries. And of course, we have another heatwave closing in there as well. And the French president has warned that conditions would get tougher, and now there are uncontrollable firestorms happening too. It's just a frightening, frightening situation. Back home, the Irish Daily Mail, wind energy gridlocked. They have a big story about wind energy today. Ireland is losing enough wind energy to power every household in Dublin, Westmeath and Wicklow, all because the electricity grid isn't strong enough to carry it. So we've all this wind around us, but we can't use it. Water, water everywhere, not a drop to drink. It's kind of that sort of vibe with the wind here. The grid is struggling to keep pace with the country's renewable energy growth. So that means 15% of Ireland's most affordable electricity, wind, is being wasted, according to Wind Energy Ireland. Irish Examiner on the front page tells us that the government has been accused of leaving rural Ireland behind because of a major slowdown in the introduction of new local bus routes. These are the local link type buses, and figures from the NTA show over the first 6 months of this year, just 4 new or enhanced local bus routes have been introduced under the Connecting Ireland plan. And these are a lifeline for people in rural Ireland. I know so many people in places like Kildare and Cavan who live on the local link bus, and they find it so useful. Inside, we're talking house prices. They're going to go up again, just in case you were wondering what's happening with the market. Most estate agents expect property prices to keep rising this year, as if they weren't pricey enough, despite stretched affordability emerging as a major feature in the market. That's a new survey of chartered surveyors. They expect prices to go up by 5% this year. They did think it was going to go up 4%. Now they reckon it's 5%. So that'll be certainly interesting if people are trying to buy. Speaking of expensive things in Ireland, going on holidays in Ireland, very, very expensive as well. Sarah Burns has a big report in the Irish Times. And apparently holiday in Ireland searches are way up on Google. They are being searched a lot more than at the same time last year. Not surprising with the heat wave across Europe. People are probably wondering, will we just stay at home? And Discover Ireland says its website is attracting increased traffic across a number of areas compared with last summer. So Sarah Burns started ringing around and going online looking to see how much does it actually cost to go on holidays in Ireland. $4,000 for a week, if you don't mind. So she has a look there at some options in Bantry, as an example. A six-night stay for a five-bed house in Bantry will cost you €4,080. Not even a week, six nights there for $4,000. Also, she says hotel availability is limited for families in Killarney. So she's looking there at, for example, the Great Southern Hotel. And if you want to bring two families there, two superior rooms for six nights will cost €5,788 or €5,736 for two superior rooms, twin rooms in the Great Southern Hotel. She also looks there at Ahado Heights, which is €5,700. So that's what you're talking for prices in Killarney, essentially. Also, you can go on Airbnb in Killarney and you can get a modern four-bed house costing €4,648 for six nights. Big, big money indeed. Elsewhere, Luke Littler is in the papers because I know a lot of people like to criticise this young lad and his dart skills. Well, let's put your money where your mouth is now, because if you think you can do better than him at playing darts, well, the Mirror says you can win €500,000 if you can beat him live on TV. He's going to host a new Netflix show where every day darts players can take him on for the chance to win €500,000. It starts on October the 30th, live on Netflix. You can head to beatlukelittler.com if you'd like to stop giving out about him and actually take him on, which I think is quite interesting. And just finally, we were talking there about the nice weather that you may be able to have around the country. Maybe you might like to go on your holidays and head to the beach. Apparently Gen Z don't like the beach because there's too much sand on the beach. This is in the Mail. It seems young people are not so keen to spend time on beaches because they're too sandy. They've basically surveyed them, asked them their views on beaches. They don't like sand blowing in their face. They don't like sand in their shoes and they don't like sand in their picnic. Also, they don't like a lack of phone chargers on the beach as well. And they don't like that they don't have any Wi-Fi on the beach, according to a survey by Hive of 2,000 young people in the Mail.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.